have been going on over in Maasai, Thailand. And I just wanted to show you on the, even though I think some of you have already looked at the table that we have over there, we have the prayer card. So be sure to pick up the updated version with all of the kids on it. And also, I have this candy as well. So this came all the way from Thailand. So you have to try it out. It's a tamarind type of candy. So, and then also, we have this coloring book. And adults, you can color in it too. It's okay. So this book was drawn by one of the guys that got saved this past year. Found out that he had a skill in being able to draw. So I asked him to make some pictures of some different scenes from Thailand so that people can be able to color and be able to pray and think about Thailand and be able to think about him. So his name is Leo. So you'll have to be praying for him. So you could see little tidbits of information there. I mean, the elephants don't exactly look just like this, but they are cute. But you can learn a little bit about Thailand on this. So I'll go ahead and show you a video. Just finished the other week to be able to share with you all. Just gonna reconnect it here. Oh, there it is. Great. So I would say all the shots except for three of them were taken from our area of Thailand. So just to give you a picture of our area, be able to pray for the people and such. So go ahead and play that video now.
เป็นแต่คนหนุ่มผิวแดงๆและมีใบหน้างดงามคนฟิลิสเตียจึงพูดกับดาวิดว่าถ้าเป็นหมาหรูเจ้าจึงถือไม้เท้ามาหาข้าและคนฟิลิสเตียนั้นก็แช่งด่าดาวิดออกนามพระของตนคนฟิลิสเตียพูดกับดาวิดว่ามาหาข้าที่นี่ข้าจะเอาเนื้อของเจ้าให้นกในอากาศกับสัตว์ในทุ่งกินแล้วดาวิดก็พูดกับคนฟิลิสเตียคนนั้นว่าท่านมาหาข้าพเจ้าด้วยดาบด้วยหอกและด้วยโล่แต่ข้าพเจ้ามาหาท่านในพระนามแห่งพระเยโฮวาจอมโยธาพระเจ้าแห่งกองทัพอิสราเอลผู้ท่านได้ท้าทายนั้น
ในวันนี้พระเยโฮวาจะทรงมอบท่านไว้ในมือข้าพเจ้าและข้าพเจ้าจะประหารท่านและตัดศีรษะของท่านเสียและในวันนี้ข้าพเจ้าจะให้ศพของกองทัพฟิลิสเตียแก่นกในอากาศและแก่สัตว์เพื่อทางพิภพนี้จะทราบว่ามีพระเจ้าพระองค์หนึ่งในอิสราเอลและชุมนุมชนนี้ทั้งสิ้นจะทราบว่าพระเยโฮวามิได้ทรงช่วยด้วยดาบหรือด้วยหอกเพราะว่าการรบเป็นของพระเยโฮวาพระองค์จะทรงมอบท่านไว้ในมือของเราทั้งหลาย
Thailand, a dark country spiritually ruled by a giant seemingly impossible to defeat.
What is that?
One can hardly travel for 5 minutes without seeing yet another ornate golden temple dedicated to the worship of false religion.It's so ingrained into their culture that the saying goes, to be Thai is to be Buddhist. Every day, we are reminded of how tightly our enemy grips the country. It is as if he cries out through the mouths of the Buddhas, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? After all, he knows the power that he holds.Buddhism enslaves the Thai people through the tradition. One might even say the tradition is the theater. Thailand is unique in that it is not pure Buddhism, but is mixed with spiritism. The Thai people are raised to fear the spirits all around them and to live in certain ways in order to avoid punishment. In addition, there is great effort to reach heaven and nirvana. by making merit at the temple and giving to the gods. There is no knowledge of God, only a body that seems inseparable from the culture. Can God bring deliverance to these people? Is there hope for them to be freed from this bondage? We are the Hall family. Benjamin, Alyssa, Chloe, Gideon, Silas, Judah, Arabella, and Nathan. God moved us to Thailand in 2019, and we had no idea how he would use us to sling stones at this giant. It felt daunting to learn the Thai language and to learn the culture. How could we communicate Christ without learning both of these? Immediately, God gave us divine appointments and began to direct our paths. It became very clear that God wanted us to do a work in Nessai Thailand. And so, we labored. We labored in learning the language and culture. We labored in prayer. We labored in teaching the word. We labored in loving others in their difficulties. We labored for years, understanding that God had to do the work, but it was our job to be faithful in obedience to his leading. Many hours were spent with Boss and Nene, teaching them scripture and explaining biblical doctrine to them. Every week, I would spend hours with others sharing the gospel and answering their spiritual questions. We spent a lot of time with people, building relationships and having quality time together in our home and elsewhere. In January 2023, we began to pray about a new building for our ministry needs. We had previously been meeting for English classes and Bible studies in a small building that resembled a row home. We called it Lighthouse English Center. The parking was almost non-existent, and the building itself had some logistical issues, but it was a great location and was meeting the main needs we had. As we prayed, God provided another location that was more than we asked for. Sufficient parking, a more welcoming building, and a great area outdoors for activities and relationship building. In addition, the price was exactly what we could pay. The location was convenient, and the landlord was fair, working with us above and beyond what we could have seen to completely renovate and expand the building. Around this time, we also began to see spiritual fruit in those that we had been pouring into. Boss began to agree with scripture after years of discussing his previously held doctrines. Nene came to understand that she was indeed lost and called on Christ to save her after years of thinking that she was saved. Leo, having come seeking spiritual answers, received salvation, understanding the difficulties that it would cause with his family. It was an encouraging time for us, and we began to see for ourselves how God would plant a church for the Thai-speaking people in Nessai. For a time, a young lady from our home church, Eliza, came to spend 9 months with us specifically to labor in the area of English classes. This aspect of ministry has been crucial to our building relationships with those in our community. Many are seeking a better life, and learning English can help facilitate that. During the last couple of years, we saw significant growth in the number of students coming to study English, and many that we are currently ministering the gospel to have come into our lives through the English classes. God began to form a core group of baptized believers, with Boss and Nene leaving their village church, and Nene and Leo's salvation. We started to meet on Sundays, spending all day together with preaching, meals together, Bible study, and outreach. We watched as the Lord knit all of our hearts together as we labored together for the sake of the gospel. We asked the question, can God bring deliverance to these people in such bondage? And the answer is a resounding yes. We've seen God's power in bringing the blind to see and in saving the lost. We have been so encouraged by the enthusiasm of the believers here as they grow spiritually and are looking to be used to bring others to Christ. As a single young man, Leo's opportunities are different from my own. He has taken the initiative to host board game nights at Lighthouse several times a week in an effort to speak truth to the many lost young people we are ministering to. Boss has made a decision to have a free English class every week for the same purpose. One of Boss's jobs right now is to teach English for pay, but he offers a free class at Lighthouse for the sole reason to build relationships and to witness to those who come. These are just two examples of the many ways we see them looking to reach out to others with the gospel. We saw God work through our family, and now we are watching him work through others. This is the way that God works to bring deliverance to a nation blinded by false religion, to tie people's understanding of the culture and their experience in the Buddhist religion will give them opportunities we will never have. Our enemy is powerful here in Thailand, but we can confidently say that God is more powerful.
ผมจะไม่มีวันนี้ถ้าผมไม่ได้ตัดสินใจเลือกที่จะให้พระเจ้า
We ask you to pray for our family as we continue to labor for the Lord, that we would remain spiritually strong. There is still much work to be done, and we plan to return to Thailand and to seek additional open doors for the gospel, more discipleship, and more training of men. Please pray for the believers here that they would be strong in our absence and that God would grow them and use them. Please pray for the many lost souls that we minister to every week. Many of them have heard the gospel many times. Please pray that their hearts would be soft to the truth of God's word. We are so thankful for the part that you played in helping us labor in Thailand through financial assistance and through prayer. We often hear from churches about ways that they are praying specifically, and it's an encouragement to us. We know that we are not fighting alone. David said, "The battle is the Lord's in the face of a giant that seemed impossible to defeat." We look around us, we look around you, and see a hopeless world that appears to be defeated already. But the power of God can work in spite of the strongholds the enemy already has in place. We want to encourage you to keep pressing on in the fight and sling stones at every chance you get. God will do the work. God will bring souls to salvation if those of us holding the sling will simply use it by faith.
Go ahead and show you a couple other things from Messiah. Here we go. First of all, I will give you a reminder of all the kids' names. because there's a lot of them and I know it's easy to forget. So here we go. Let's see if this pops up. So first of all, we got Chloe. Chloe is 8 years old. And then we got her brother Gideon, next one down, he's right over there. Then we got Silas. Silas is in the other room enjoying class time. So Silas was born on deputation. He would have been just a baby last time that he was here. And then Judah, he was born 3 months after we got there in Thailand. And then Arabella. And so she was born in Thailand. She was born in Chiang Rai. So Chiang Mai is about 4 or 5 hours south of us. Chiang Rai is just 1.5 hours south of us. So that was more convenient and found out to be a nice hospital. I think it was built during the time that we were there, right?
Right before we moved there.
Yeah, okay, right before we moved there. And then last but not least, we got Ethan, and he was only born December 3rd, and he was also born in Thailand. So that's all the kids right there. Got 6 kids, and then my beautiful wife, Alyssa, and then her crazy husband. When I was putting that slide together, Chloe's like, "You're not going to put that picture of yourself in there." Like, they all know I'm crazy. I'm just going to confirm it. Yes. Oh, man. So this is Boss and Nene. So they've been with us all the way from the very beginning, from our Andy and I were talking earlier. And so I met Boss during our survey trip when we first went over there for 6 months. And we connected, and Boss already had a testimony of salvation. But there was a lot of things that he has grown on in his life, a lot of doctrine things that he just did not understand before. And so we spent a lot of time together. And ultimately, as he followed through and changing his life in these different ways, he let Scripture change him, which is a very important thing to do. His wife ended up getting saved just over a year ago. So that was a really incredible thing, because she had, when she first met Boss, she had made the choice to become a Christian because she had, I'm kind of simplifying the story here, but she had saw that there was something different with Boss, and so she had made a change that she was going to follow Christ. And at that time, she made a change from being Buddhist to following, I would say, at the time, she didn't really know what she was believing, but she was following the religion of the Christian people that were there. But then through a lot of things that went on, she started to understand that it's important to know for sure whether you truly are saved. Boss and I were talking about some verses in Scripture, and as I understand it, she overheard him talking with one of their friends and explaining about how the Bible says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. And so what does that mean to examine yourself? Is it, you know, it's not just a decision. Okay, I'm going to choose this flavor of religion. I'm going to choose Jesus, you know. But it is something that happens inside your heart, which results in confessing of your sins and following after Christ. And so she realized, I should probably start thinking about this for myself. Is that really what happened for me, what he's talking about to this friend of theirs? And she started examining. She started realizing, like, wow, there's so many areas in my life that I do not have any spiritual victory. You know, I'll just say, like, one of those areas is just being angry, you know. And, you know, life is not easy when you have a whole lot of kids. And they were having a lot of kids. And, you know, I mean, they have three kids. And, you know, she was starting to feel this, like, why can't I have God's power to be able to overcome in this way? I should be able to. And more and more she started examining, she started realizing she was just following religion. And religion itself doesn't give you any power. It's only God and his word that gives you the victory. So she ended up getting saved, and it's been an incredible change in their whole family as now they're serving the Lord together. And they were both baptized last Easter, okay? And so it's just been a little over a year that they were baptized, and they have three children. Noah, Lewi, and Aiden. I said it in the wrong order. Noah, Aiden, and Lewi. Okay. Lewi is how you say Levi in Thai. So it's actually Levi in English. So here's Leo. So Leo over here on the right. This past January, we had a group of 30 people that came over to visit us, help distribute tracts in Bangkok and also in Mesai. And so I ended up flying down with Boss and Leo down to Bangkok to be able to be part in handing out all the tracts, which was an incredible thing. Leo has grown up Buddhist, and as he heard the gospel from, you know, myself, Boss, and Nene, he ended up being saved, and he was also baptized a year ago on Easter. And so there's been a lot that has changed in his life. He knew nothing about the Bible before, none of the stories from the Bible. And so it was an incredible thing. You know, he went down to Bangkok with us. We were at a Thai church over there. And so being able to be with the other people there and see other believers and being able to sing songs with them, he was just really encouraged by that there was a lot of other people that also are following after Jesus. And I'll just add that this was a big decision for Boss and Nene, because the church that they were going to before was literally in walking distance from their house. They're about 20 minutes from Mesai. And the church that they were going to before was not very strong in anything doctrinally, I would just say that. And so when they realized that, they knew that this was going to be a big choice. They would not be going with all of their friends that were in the neighborhood and going down to their village church. They were going to be making a huge choice by coming up to Mesai and driving 20 minutes. And I know that may sound like a short drive for all of you, but most people in Thailand, they enjoy staying within their mubang, within their neighborhood. They don't just travel all over the place, except for if they're going on a trip, you know, going to go do something fun, you know, then they'll go the distance. Be praying for these two girls. You may have heard their names in prayer letters. This is Am, and then this is Lek over here. We've spent a lot of time doing Bible studies with them. The two of them both have testimonies of salvation, and they're just trying to understand what the church is, you know, what it means to be a part of a church and all those kind of things. So we're just going through and explaining those different things to them. And so I really hope that sometime soon they will make a choice to be a part. And I know there's going to be a lot of big decisions in their life too. I know especially for Am, there's definitely a lot of pressure. Her family's not saved. And so there's definitely a lot of pressure to, you know, get an education, go somewhere else to get educated, not out of Maasai, because honestly, we don't have any huge universities in Maasai. So I understand the draw. And so just be praying that she would have God's wisdom in what she should do. And that's all we want, is God's will to be done in their life. And so, but it'd be awesome if they ended up becoming a part of the church. So just be praying for those two girls. And so these two girls are from, they are a connection through teaching English. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, I teach English in the evenings. And so those two girls, now and not. Okay, that is not right there. I mean, it's not. Here's not again. She loves the kids. And then this is Ban and De Cha. And so there are two other English students. I know some Thai guy that read on your side. Oh, okay, I'll admit, it's my brother. Clearly, the better guy is the guy on the right. Better looking guy. Okay, this is, again, De Cha, and then this is his friend, Isa. It's pretty neat. Yeah, Isa, both these boys are both Muslim boys. Isa is just right around the corner from Lighthouse, and he was coming to the Bible studies that we were having on Wednesdays, but his friends, De Cha and Ban, they were not coming. They were to just come for the English classes. By the way, it was De Cha's birthday yesterday, so I sent him happy birthday from Ethan. Recorded Ethan singing happy birthday. Anyway, so those I was telling Isa, because he was coming out on Wednesdays, and I said, you know, you should invite your friends to come along, because you know you're Muslim, but you still come to hear what the Bible has to say about these stories, and maybe your friends would also like to hear these stories as well. Because I had invited Ban, but he was like, "Oh, teacher, I'm Buddhist. I'm not going." And I'm like, okay. So Isa invited them, and then the both of them have been coming to those classes ever since. So I was like, wow, praise the Lord. That's really neat. They just needed to hear it from their friend and invite him out. So that's always an encouragement to all of you. You know, sometimes a person might not come out to services or might not start a Bible study with you, but they might start a Bible study or come out to services because of somebody else. So just, you don't know whose touch it's going to be. So if you hear somebody's not interested, you know, still maybe you might be the key to bringing them out to be able to hear about Christ. Here's another guy. His name is Boone, and I won't go through all his stories because I want to get to a different story. And then, so, believe it or not, these are the guys that fix my motorcycle, okay? So, this is their name, Duin and Pet. I'll be praying for these guys. None of these guys are saved, but they've come to some of the services. They've come to my English classes and such. Flame, I know you've heard his name a lot. Unfortunately, he seems to kind of be separating himself. I mean, of course, he's also going to China right now for his university classes. So obviously, we're not able to spend time together. But, you know, be praying. We spent a lot of time going through the Bible, a lot of time over the years. So be praying that some of the things that I shared with him would come to his mind and that someday he will come to repentance. So that would be a huge blessing. This is the place that we rented before, where I was having English classes, and I just wanted to share this story really quick. Went from this building over to this building, and this is a picture we took right before we left. You know, obviously not everybody there comes every Sunday, but a lot of them do. And so so going from that building to this building, it was really neat how the Lord worked it out, because in order to be able to rent a building, you have to register it with the government as a part of the foundation. And so it's a little bit of work to be able to do the paperwork, and also there's some fees and stuff with that. And at this, you know, and obviously when you're moving people, you know, changing locations on people, and like, okay, it's no longer over here, it's over here, then it, you know, it's just a lot of work to go and change things around. So I was kind of like, even though this other building is not like the greatest building, it was very echoey. So as you know, we have a lot of kids, and so when the kids are running around and you're trying to talk to people after services, it just felt like we were right in front of each other, yelling at each other, you know, and talking about the Bible. And so it was like, it'd be really nice if we could be able to get a different building. But for some of those reasons, I wasn't sure about finding a new location. But we started praying about it. And it was pretty neat. One day, Eliza were coming back from one of our favorite noodle shops down the street, and happened to be that I was also going on my way to that same noodle shop. And as I was on the way there, I happened to see that this place was available for rent. And I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. And Alyssa and Eliza, you know, were driving past, and it's like, look at this place right here. I mean, this is kind of interesting. It's a little dumpy. There was a lot of stuff all over the place. But I'm like, this is a kind of a nice location right here, and it has a lot of street parking and everything. And so Alyssa was like, well, go ahead and give them a call. So I went and called the lady, and she went and met me there, and I went inside the building, and it was kind of small because it was like an L shape, because there was this big room that was, you know, concreted off right there. And, you know, all the houses that are in Thailand are made out of concrete. They're not made out of drywall. So, you know, over here, it's, you know, it's not easy, but it's not difficult to go knocking out a wall and then, you know, repairing it and stuff like that. But when you're doing concrete, you're just jackhammering it, and you just got a pile of concrete, that's not easy to move. And so I started talking to the lady, and like, if we were to rent a place like this, I said, there's got to be a lot of changes. Like, we'd have to remove this room, because otherwise it's just not usable. And there was no ceiling, and so I'm like, there was a roof, but there was no ceiling. So I'm like, we're gonna have to get a ceiling installed. We're going to have to redo all the electric in here, because it was all kind of all over the place because of the room and such. And then, like, and there's no tile on the floor. It was just concrete that had splats of paint on it and everything. Like, that's going to have to be done. And as I went to the bathroom, I was like, okay, and there's a not great functioning squatty potty back there. Like, that's going to have to go. And we're going to have a normal one. And the kitchen was kind of like just an outdoor kitchen that's like half finished with concrete and with, like, you know, a plastic lean-to type thing coming from the top. And so I was like, there's going to be a lot of changes. But she's like, okay, interesting, okay. Like, so you would make these changes to the place? She's like, yeah, we could do these changes. I'm like, okay. Interesting. So I'm like, let me bring Alyssa out here and we'll talk to you again. So I went out, and then we scheduled another time to come that week. And so Alyssa and I went out there, and I was surprised when I pulled up, because there was a lady that I recognized, that she had come to English classes just like a year or two ago. I was like, wait, what are you doing here? Because she had stopped because she had like two or three kids. She got busy with life and everything. And she's like, oh, that was my mom that you were talking to the other day. And so she's the one that owns this here. And so when she told me that there was a Frang here, which is for a white foreigner, and that he had five kids at the time, she's like, I figured it must have been you. And I was like, oh, wow. So we started going through and talking about the place, and I told her about all the changes that I went on. And I said, there's going to be more changes. Like, I would want a room like the size of this one, you know, after that other room gets knocked out. I would want this whole thing added onto the back, and then finish up the walls on the kitchen and add another bathroom on there. And she's like, okay. So she was talking about it. And at first they were talking about $6,000 a month for rent, which is a good price. The other place was at 8,000 baht. And so when she was talking about that, she's like, okay, so my mom and I were talking, and this is our plan right here. So you could either do continue at 6,000 baht a month, and you do all the repairs on the place, and you make it however you want to make it. It doesn't matter to us. She goes, or you can prepay at 8,000 baht a month for 3 years, and we'll pay for all the changes to be done. So I was like, so either it's almost like you're paying for it or I'm paying for it. So I said, like, I'm okay with the second plan. Like, I'll prepay for those three years for the $8,000 a month, which is the same amount that we were paying for the other building. And she's like, and I'll get it all done. So she had the Chang, the guy who does all the work, the contractor, come, and I went and talked through all the changes with him. And in a month and a half, everything was complete. And that's like almost unheard of over there, because it was a lot of work that needs to be done. I mean, new water, new electric, a whole new room, knocking down concrete, another room, tiling, roof, painting. I mean, there was so much work that needed to be done. And she's totally fine with everything that we wanted to do over there. And so it was just amazing to me, because I really didn't want to put in a lot of work into moving to another building. And it was kind of like God just took care of everything from the beginning to the end. Just the price was perfect. The landlord was great. And just like how everything moved along so smoothly. So it's just incredible. I love being able to share that story, because it's definitely something that God did, because I can't orchestrate something like that to happen. And so it makes for a fun story to be able to share and be able to encourage all of you with as well. So I'll just end with that, unless you want to end, ask any questions or whatever. Do you have any questions? I have an objection. So the currency is basically 35 baht to a dollar. Yeah. So to give you an idea, it's so inexpensive for the rent there. So we're paying for that basically 230 bucks a month. Yeah. So that was incredible just to be able to, so like prepaying that, for those years, yeah, it was like basically 8,300 to be able to prepay for 3 years of rent, and they did all of the work. So that was an incredible blessing. There was, of course, other things that we paid to add on, things that we would make it look nice, like a play set and everything like that, which has been really awesome, and some grass and everything. That was really nice. So, yeah, it's been a really welcoming place. Yeah. Yeah. So, and praise the Lord, the language is coming along and everything. We spend a lot of time working on the language, and I'm not preaching in Thai just yet. Boss is translating for me, but I'm slowly getting there. I've done two messages in Thai, but I just had to write it all out in Thai. And I was just like, okay, guys, because Boss went on vacation. And so, like, no time, like, forcing me to preach in Thai. And so, like, hopefully you will all understand what I read. And so I went through and just read off my message in Thai. And got had them quiz me afterward. Or I quizzed them afterwards, see what they learned. Amen. Okay. We're just 5 minutes away from the Williams. Yeah. Yep. So we spend our time with the Thai people, and the Williams have their Burmese services. So that's what we've got going on. So right now, Boss is preaching in Thai while I'm gone. So that's a huge blessing. And they're still continuing on the English classes. I actually happened to look right before I came over here on the security camera. We were talking about that. And I saw a Boss teaching, actually a new student that has come. He actually called while we were in the airport getting ready to fly over, and he was interested. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm leaving right now, like leaving the country. But was able to get him connected with Boss, and he seems like he's enjoying learning English with him, and hopefully they will start having some spiritual conversations. And his name is Diamond. So, yep. Yeah. All right. Okay.